It is the evening of Easter Day. I don't mean today. I mean the evening of the first Easter Day, as just told by our last Bible reading just now. It comes after a traumatic few days. Jesus had died on Friday afternoon. On Sunday morning, he had been buried. Great haste, Friday night. Sunday morning, some women had gone to the tomb to finish the burial. But they found it empty. Instead, an angel told them that Jesus was alive. Then, Sunday afternoon, two of Jesus' followers were walking 7 miles from Jerusalem to a town called Emmaus. They discussed Jesus' death and the women's claims that he was alive. Only when they got to where they were going did they realize that a stranger who had joined them on the road and been talking with them was in fact Jesus. But no sooner had they realized than he promptly vanished. So those two put their coats back on and they ran the 7 miles back to Jerusalem. All out of puff, they panted to Jesus' 11 disciples. We have seen him too. And what happened next was even more amazing. Quote, as they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, peace to you. But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. They thought they were seeing a ghost. I meet people today who don't believe Jesus really rose from the dead. He just came back as a ghost or a spirit. Jesus didn't want to leave us the opportunity to think that. The reading from Luke goes on. Jesus said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, have you anything here to eat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish. And he took it and ate before them. By the way, broiled fish is an indication that the Bible we're reading was translated by Americans. Okay, I've often wondered when I get to heaven and on the menu is broiled fish, I'll have to say, excuse me, could you describe what that dish is, please? As if I'm in some foreign country. It just means grilled. Jesus really is alive. He has a body that can eat, swallow and digest fish. It is even his body. The wounds from his crucifixion are still there. Jesus really is alive. Not surprisingly, all this has left the disciples somewhat bewildered. Of course it has. You don't expect the person you buried on Friday to be back for dinner on Sunday. So Jesus explains things to them. And in a nutshell, Jesus says that two teachers told of two events which lead to two changes in us. Two teachers. The two teachers are Jesus and the Old Testament. Jesus said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. What has happened is exactly as Jesus has taught them. We are in Luke's account of Jesus' life. As early as chapter 9, we find Jesus saying this, the Son of Man, he's talking about himself, must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life. He taught this again and again. He must suffer. He must be killed. And on the third day, he must be raised to life. But it's not just Jesus who taught this. The Old Testament taught it. The Old Testament is the half of our Bible that was written before the time of Jesus. It was divided into three main sections, which Jesus refers to as the Law of Moses and the Prophets and the Psalms. And Jesus says that everything that was written about him in the Old Testament had to come true. He had to suffer, he had to die, he had to rise again. Many people today find the Old Testament half of the Bible difficult. When they read it, they don't find a book about Jesus. It just seems a load of outdated stories and customs. Jesus' disciples would have sympathized with you. But Jesus saw it differently. The whole of the Old Testament pointed to him. And so we're told that Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. From that day on, Jesus' disciples never saw the Old Testament the same way again. Just weeks later, they would be telling the crowds all about Jesus, and their normal way to do so was to open up the Old Testament. Two teachers, Jesus and the Old Testament. Those two teachers spoke of two great events, Jesus' death and resurrection. Firstly, he had to die. The crowds wanted Jesus to be a rescuer who would come in with all guns blazing and sort out their problems. In the movie of his life, they would want him played by Bruce Willis or Arnold Schwarzenegger. They loved the fact that Jesus could heal the sick. Keep going, Jesus. Let's have more of that. But Jesus came to deal with our sin. Each and every one of us has a heart that is rotten. We're self-centered to the core of our being. And we push God out of our lives as irrelevant. We certainly don't want God to tell us how to live our lives. And there was only one way that Jesus could save us from that. He had to die. He had to take all the rot out of our hearts and put it into his own heart. And doing that killed him. Jesus had to die. Even today, too much talk about Jesus' death or about my sin that led him to the cross is unfashionable. More cheery to talk about his wonderful victory, bursting from the grave. But the Jesus of the Old Testament and the Jesus of his own teaching was a Jesus who had to die. He also had to rise again. He may not have solved the world's problems without breaking a sweat, but he did come to solve the world's problems. He came to defeat evil, sickness, suffering, sin, and death once and for all. His death on the cross dealt a knockout blow to all those things, so he couldn't stay dead. He had to rise again, victorious, the conqueror, the winner. Jesus had to die. Jesus had to rise to life again. Two events, Jesus' death and resurrection. And lastly, those two events lead to two changes in us. Repentance and forgiveness of sins. Jesus went on, the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. And repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Jesus' disciples were not going to keep this good news to themselves. What had happened needed announcing to every nation, and they had two great things to proclaim. First, repentance. Repentance means to turn around, to stop going in one direction and to start going the other way. Jesus has defeated death. He's the boss of everything and everyone. So we need to stop living as though we were in charge and to start living with Jesus in charge. The Bible tells us how Jesus wants us to live. Jesus will be asking for changes. Changes in priorities. Stop being dishonest with money. Start loving your family. Different changes for each one of us. We're all different, but Jesus in charge from now on. Repentance, and second, forgiveness of sins. Jesus died on the cross to pay for our sins. He rose again, so we know it worked. And that means that everyone who turns around to follow him is promised forgiveness for everything they have ever done wrong. Whether your failings feel small, or whether they feel so serious they are unforgivable, Jesus' death is big enough to deal with all of them. All you have to do is trust and follow him. Two changes in us, a response of repentance leading to the gift of forgiveness of sins. I love Easter. But we quickly forget it and move on. I can guarantee that those folk never forgot the day Jesus turned up for dinner. 2 days after they had buried him, and the way the story is told, it sounds like he didn't even need to use the door. Amazing and unforgettable. All exactly as Jesus and the Old Testament said it would be. Jesus had to die. Jesus had to rise again. Which means each of us has the opportunity to repent, to turn around, and to live with Jesus as the wonderful Lord that he is. Which means each of us has the chance to know God's free and total forgiveness.